Welcome to the Digital Public Relations Podcast, covering news and trends in the digital space. Produced by the students in the Public Relations Program in the School of Media and Journalism at Kent State University.
Hi, welcome to our podcast. My name is Kylie.
My name is Eva.
And I am Basma.
Today we're going to be talking about unrealistic beauty standards of women and how it affects their mental health. So the first topic we're going to talk about is filters, Photoshop, and social media. I think that filters and all that, like Photoshopping, really does affect a woman's mental health and like create a beauty standard that's not really realistic, because like we talked in class, like even like AI and stuff like that, it's like so not real. Like you see something on a billboard and you're like, oh, I have to be like that. But little do you know, it's a professional photo, it's edited, it's got filters all over it. So it's kind of unrealistic.
Yeah, and I also like feel this time like social media is really promoting a very unrealistic beauty standard. Because like anyone can post and edit photo or even like videos on social media, so other people like would look at them and think this is how a human being is supposed to look like 24/7, which is just not right. But you know, like I feel like before social media, people not used to be like exposed to each other privacy that much, or like other life and for all this editing and this stuff. So we like used to just see each other in like real world and be fine. But I feel like now with the social media, we like can be fake the whole time, and we just like sitting in my pajama sometimes and think why I look like this and she looks like this. So it's just,
I agree
as well. I also think it's like harmful for like little girls growing up with it, because like we grew up with like our child star celebrities, but then we didn't realize that they were also being like photoshopped and airbrushed, and then we seen how that affected their mental health growing up. And now I feel like it's just, we're stuck in the kind of used to how we use social media, so everyone's just hitting behind this like fake persona or facade, and I don't see it going anywhere anytime soon, unfortunately. I think it's just important that like mothers are talking to their daughters, and that people aren't, they know that it's social media and it's fake, and that it's not realistic expectations of any woman.
And another thing is too, like with celebrities, like if you see a celebrity like, oh, at the red carpet or whatever, you have to think they probably have a personal trainer, probably have a personal chef. They have a makeup artist, someone who does their hair, someone who's taking all these professional photos and still editing them. So like, we don't have any of that, and that's what we're comparing ourselves to.
And I also like want to add, like it's not all just affect the mental health. It just, I've seen like many little girls who like actually risk their life to fit this beauty standard in social media, which is like very unrealistic. And since like the social media gained its popularity, there are a lot of people who has been like suffering from eating disorder and stuff like that, just like to shrink themselves. And I feel like these celebrities or like influencers who post this stuff, they don't just realize the biggest, like the big effect of their promotion. Mm-hmm. And it's just so sad to see it for me.
Yeah. Okay, now we'll get into our second topic, which is mental health effects and tips. So like we mentioned earlier, all of this stuff does have an effect on a woman's mental health, because like, you know, you see all these people, these unrealistic expectations, and you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, well, why don't I look like that? Or why am I not that skinny? Or why do I not have that hair color? And like, that just deteriorates your mental health. Always comparing yourself to someone else, or like someone that has something better or more this, more that, like, it really can take a toll on you.
I agree. There's also all those weird like social media trends, like on TikTok with the leggings legs. and
Oh, yeah.
things like that, where people talk about like, oh, like here's the thigh gap trend, and I'm watching all these like younger girls on TikTok. They're like looking at themselves and they're like, I don't have leggings, legs, I look awful. And I'm like, who cares over some random made up term that just like popped up out of nowhere? So like for us, it's easier to like to not care.
Also, guys, like, have you seen, like, just to follow, like, the leggings trends, some, like, little girl also, like, put the A4 paper on their waist, and just, like, if this A4 paper is big, smaller than your waist, so, like, your waist isn't small enough, and this trend, like, has been crazy in TikTok. Just when I saw that for the first time, I was like, where is this generation going?
Oh, another thing was when you were talking about like the leggings, legs, and like the little girls and stuff. I always see stuff of like Sephora kids. Have you guys seen that? Where there's
Yes.
like little kids in this Sephora and like they think that they need this $200 foundation and this $50 skincare lotion and like all this stuff. And I keep seeing articles that's like, don't let your kids shop in Sephora because obviously Sephora is like more of like an old, like adult, like girl store, you know, it's not for little kids, and like the skincare is like made for mature skin, so like if someone's using it on their 8-year-old face, like it's gonna damage their skin more than it's actually gonna help it. And like I think that's another thing is like these little girls think that they have to like be just like these influencers and be just like the people on social media and this, that, and the other. So like, oh, well, we have to buy that because they have it. But really, like, everyone's different. Like, you're not gonna fit the exact like beauty standard of this girl and that girl. Like, you need to do what's best for you, you know?
I also wonder how much this relates to, I don't know about you guys, but for me when I was a kid, I was like, oh mom, what do you know? But I feel like when parents are like showing their kids like these articles of saying like, hey, this like these products are gonna damage your face, or like some parents just don't care. But for the ones that do, the girls are just looking at them and they're like, yeah, what do you know? Charli D'Amelio's doing it, so I don't care. And I think when Morphe gave the D'Amelio sisters the makeup contract and gave them like their own like products, they knew what they were talking about. They knew what they were doing, and they know that Charli and Dixie's target audience is like 13-year-old girls.
Yeah, you just like come to conclusion like all what they care about is just raising their revenue, actually, and they know how to target because usually these girls like they really think about their decision very much and they just care about following the trends and like be cool and being seen by other. So they like would go for crazy stuff because they don't have the enough knowledge or like the enough conscious to understand how it can how like these things or these trends can be dangerous to their life. And this just show you how like these businesses are really, really awful in a promotion of their product. They don't have like the enough ethnicity, like the enough respect for their customers or for their audience and all what they care about, like just raising their revenue and their profit, which is just like so sad. I feel like they use the strategy of like promotion and marketing, but in a very like wrong way. It's like learning and damage the world by what you learned.
And I think that like what you said about Charli D'Amelio, I think that relates to digital PR because like let's say like some like Sephora did some type of beauty campaign, like digital PR, because like they obviously are going to have like a photo shoot for their campaign and like these beautiful models and they're going to have their makeup done and they're going to do this, but they're going to be like promoting a product obviously. And like, oh, well, if I use that product then I'll look like that. Well, no, like that's actually not true, but that's like kind of what they're promoting. You know what I mean? Like, or if like Nike promotes like, oh, these new leggings, like you can go to the gym and do this and that. And then they're like, oh, if I have these leggings, then I can do this at the gym. Like, it's just like not realistic.
I also think that a lot of these brands, especially makeup, they target younger audience, because they know they're the most easily influenced, and a lot of kids just wear their parents down until mom goes and gets their daughter their like little elephant drops that they don't need, or they go and get them like the new Lululemon leggings because name brand status while in school, then you're basically a no one, which I really wish it would be opposite, but it's a not, unfortunately.
I feel like it's really sad to see this kind of PR strategy to be used by this way. Like, I feel like they are a very smart strategy if they just use it in a smart way, target the right audience and like deliver the right messages. But I feel like it's just so sad that like really the knowledge of PR have reached a very good point, but some people like take advantage of it. Do you think that as well?
Yeah, and to get into some tips, I think I would say journaling helps me a lot. And you really just have to like there's one thing that my mom sent me a couple of weeks ago, and she said if you think a negative thought, then after that think three positive thoughts. And I don't know, that really stuck with me. And like it's all about how you just like see things. If you just like try to see the positive in every situation, like that helps a lot. Now we'll get into the third topic, which is how does this affect a woman's self-esteem? And like we mentioned earlier, it really brings down women's self-esteem. Like, I think mental health today has become such an issue. Like, you never used to see that, like, before a couple years ago, I feel like. And like, my mom always says too, like, mental health is such a big thing nowadays, which that's not a bad thing. But like, back when social media was like non-existent, that like, I mean, people obviously still had like mental health issues and stuff, but they weren't as like evident and like they weren't as known, I feel like.
So I also like think things like that can affect like women in terms and to take care of their health. So I feel like not just women, some also like people would like work out or like eating healthy food just because they feel like not enough or like they want to change their body. And I feel like the way to change this and like overcome this challenge is like we need to realize that when we work out or when we eat good, we do that to feel good, like for ourselves. It's not about like looking in a certain way, because like you're not gonna look like a Victoria's Secret model when you eat salad. It's just for your health, to improve like your health. And I feel like this is what we need, like to focus in our mind. You are not eating healthy to change the way you look. You are eating healthy just to feel good. You know what?
Yeah, I agree with that. So our fourth and final topic is about body positivity and overcoming the issue. So body positivity, I think, is a great thing that is like new and upcoming because like everybody's different. Like nobody is the same. Like no matter if you look just like your mom, like you're still gonna somehow be different than her. And I think like brands are starting to realize things like that. Like, for example, Victoria's Secret, which I know you've mentioned before, Ava, that like it was long overdue. But like they have these models who are like 5'9" and like super skinny, and they just like really solely focus on them. I don't know. I don't foresee like social media or like society like overcoming this issue really anytime soon. Like it's ongoing, and I honestly think it's like just getting worse because we have things like AI and like just better this, better than like I don't know. I just feel like it just gets worse and worse. Like, but recently they've like started to expand that a little more. Like they now have plus size models and this, that, and the other, which yeah, probably was long overdue, but I like that brands are like starting to incorporate that into their like everyday normal, just whatever they're putting out, like content for social media, models, clothes that they make. And like I hate brands that make one size fits all. I think it's like Brandy Melville or something like that, or Brady Mel, I can't remember what it is, but they make like one size fits all, and it's like size 2 to 4. It's like why, like why? I'm never gonna shop there.
Yeah, I just want to add that Of course, like this issue isn't going to be fixed anytime soon, but I would like encourage whoever listening to us to really like do some self-talk to themselves and like try to be more conscious about this community, and instead of just over consuming the social media and see unrealistic and fake photo, just to go out and like see real people like walking in the supermarket aisle or anything, you know, and just like to and like try to raise awareness that this is really unrealistic. And I feel, me personally, I feel like the self-talk really helped me a lot and like make me realize life is so shorter to stress about enjoying this ice cream or like, you know, sitting a lot on my couch. So
I agree. Anyone else got anything to say?
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, share, or send us your comments on SoundCloud, iTunes, or Spotify. Find us on Twitter using the hashtag PROnlineChat. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you.